This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun is setting on a mild evening here in Israel. Tel Aviv saw a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem cooled slightly as the day wore on. In Haifa, a gentle breeze was a welcome relief. Let's turn now to today's headlines. First, JNS reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar informed the UN Lebanon coordinator that Hezbollah is increasingly operating near UNIFIL sites, as of earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes that IDF commanders have been ordered by Zamir to report on allegations of stealing Lebanese property. This directive came earlier this hour. Also this hour, Walla reports that U.S. President Trump declared Iran is collapsing and demanded the opening of the Strait of Hormuz a short time ago. Separately, I-24 News highlights that Israel is seeking U.S. diplomatic support in southern Lebanon to counter Hezbollah's suicide drone threat from earlier today. And finally, according to Forward, the latest confrontation between Israel and Iran has severely impacted livelihoods in Jerusalem's old city, with no tourists and no income, reported just 47 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Britain's ambassador in Washington remarked that the U.S. only real special relationship is likely with Israel. In a post from earlier, Israeli activist Ayav Neri highlighted a call to action for peace and invited people to a peace conference on Thursday. Ms. Gavinson, a former British Army officer, discussed the evolving threat against the IDF, from rockets to FPV drones, just 18 minutes ago. He questioned whether Israel's defenses can adapt to such tactics. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions involving Hezbollah, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar warned the UN Lebanon coordinator about the group's increased activity near peacekeeping sites, according to JNS. This activity undermines the ceasefire and poses a risk to Lebanon's interests. The implications could affect regional stability if not addressed. Turning to the IDF investigation, commanders have a week to probe property theft allegations, as ordered by Zamir earlier this hour, based on a report from the Jerusalem Post. While an IDF source claims no theft occurred in his division, the acknowledgement of similar incidents in others raises concerns of military conduct. This investigation could impact IDF's operational integrity. Meanwhile, the Strait of Hormuz remains a focal point as President Trump declared Iran's collapse and demanded the waterway's opening. Walla reports this demand comes amid Tehran's admission of its precarious position. The outcome could significantly influence global oil markets and regional security. In southern Lebanon, Israel seeks U.S. support against a growing suicide drone threat from Hezbollah, according to I-24 News. This request underscores the need for strong diplomatic ties to counter emerging threats. U.S. backing could enhance Israel's defensive posture in the region. Finally, traders in Jerusalem's Old City face economic hardship due to decreased tourism following recent conflicts. As reported by Forward, the financial strain is described as a critical blow to local livelihoods. This situation emphasizes the human cost of ongoing regional tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli identity security firm Silverfort acquired Fabric Security to boost AI identity protection, announced earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom Business examined how Israel focuses on R&D and exits, risking economic independence by not bringing manufacturing back home. This report came in earlier. And finally, CTech reveals that cyber unicorn Silverfort has acquired AI startup Fabrics for tens of millions, expanding its identity protection capabilities. This news was released earlier today. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.